Hey guys, welcome back to Such As Radio, and today we're going to talk about the MacBook Pro 2011 launch. We know MacBook Pro was at last updated a year ago, and then we haven't seen any updates to the MacBook Pro lineup, but only just to the MacBook Air. And talking about MacBook Air, the MacBook Air was advertised saying that it is the next generation of MacBooks. So what does that mean? All new MacBook Pros will possibly have a design similar to the MacBook Air. Now, talk about the launch date. It's possibly going to be this Thursday, which is tomorrow, Thursday, 24th of February, 2011, which is also Steve Jobs' birthday, 56th birthday. So I do see a very chance for that day being the launch day, even though that is not what Apple usually follows, because every product of Apple is launched on Tuesdays. But coming Tuesday is a holiday week in US, so in such cases, Apple usually conducts the events just before that so that they don't lose any customers or their employees during the announcement and distribution. Now, what else to expect in this MacBook Pros is a big question, and we've heard rumors that there will be solid state drives of 8GB or 16GB which will be loaded with the Apple Snow Leopard operating system, and the rest of the contents, which is our media stuff, will be loaded in the normal hard disk itself. And another report is that they're going to be 0.5 pound lighter and thinner, which is usually what we see in every Apple update. So this is going to be a huge update, and there are going to be 5 new updated models. So we are guessing one of the 13-inch or one of the 15-inch models will be dropped. And also 13-inch models will be coming with i3 processor instead of the Core 2 Duo Mac processor. So let's hope to see a great update, and it's tomorrow. So if you're planning to buy one today, then just don't buy it, okay? Alright, thank you guys for watching. This is Such As Radio.